coming off the top rope for another round.
I am bad and they know I'm bad.
This is PWW.
Pro Wrestling Wednesdays.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Pro Wrestling Wednesday on 92.9 The Game. Tony and Bo, good to have you with us on this Wednesday and our debut show. Training camp starts July 27th. 92.9 The Game will bring you every hit and every pass with live coverage from Flowery Branch for the Atlanta Falcons. Thanks to Good Humor, proud sponsors of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. At the 2017 training camp, share good humor with your family today. We appreciate all the texts we've been getting, and the text line is blowing up, and we appreciate it. Michael, thank you very much for all the kind things you said on your text. H in Decatur, thank you very much. We also got a text, wants to know, are we going to talk about Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling? And we are.
Turn on my microphone, and that's how I know that I am bad at this thus far.
Okay, no, but you're doing great. But we will be talking about that.
Certainly. Ring of Honor is actually coming to town in August. I'm hoping that maybe we can set something up with them. I've sent out some feelers. We'll see what's going on. I love what they're doing. You can catch them, I think, on what is it, MyATL TV, Saturday nights.
Okay.
Bullet Club. You know, Atlanta's own Cody Rhodes, son of legendary Dusty Rhodes, of course. The American Nightmare is their current champion. And, we're definitely going to get into all that stuff a little bit later on. I know we got a couple stories we want to touch on in the Impact world.
Right.
And, you know, the recent NWG or
New Japan Pro
Wrestling. New Japan, NJPW.
Right. NJPW, absolutely.
The G1 special, I should say.
Before we talk about SmackDown and before we talk about Battleground coming up, let's go to the phones. We appreciate Josh from Canton holding on. Josh, you are on the air on Pro Wrestling Wednesday. How you doing, Josh?
Tony, I'm doing great.
Thanks for calling. What do you got for us, buddy?
Now, listen, first of all, let me tell you, it is an absolute pleasure to be able to talk to you. I am a huge fan, have been for many years. WCW was my thing long before WWE, and I actually, you know, went to a couple pay-per-views back in the late 90s. Slamboree in 99 was awesome, watching DDP and Kevin Nash. And I just got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of yours. And when I heard you came back to the, you know, when you started on 99 The Game, it was exciting to me because your voice is awesome.
Josh, thank you very much for that, buddy. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you being out there. And also, I want Josh to know and everyone listening to know that I have been doing a podcast since the end of January that I will talk about. How you can listen to it. You can listen to it, by the way, through 92.9thegame.com as well. So I'll be talking about that. We talk about behind the scenes on our podcast, what happened when, and we appreciate all your kind comments. All right, Bo, SmackDown. Yes. And the Battleground pay-per-view is coming up. And the main event, I guess, is a Punjabi prison match?
Yes.
Explain this one to me. Would it be something that Klondike Bill would have built back in the 80s?
You know, I wouldn't put anything past him.
Okay. All right. Because he built a lot of that stuff, you know.
Yes. So the Punjabi prison was something started with the great Khali a few years back. I think they've only done two previously. Somehow, only Indian superstars are involved in it somehow. I don't know how that happens. But,
okay.
But,
well, there you go.
You know, hey.
Whatever works, right?
Yes. And I think, you know, obviously, the most shocking storyline, I think, in SmackDown in the last few months has been the ascension of Jinder Mahal. He went from being a glorified jobber, member of 3MB, never really went anywhere. He left the company. He came back as part of when they split the brands. And he said, okay, he's going to be a nice guy to feed to some other guys. He had a showing in the WrestleMania Battle Royale where he fought, where Gronkowski hit him, you know, hit the ring and then punked him out or whatever.
Right.
And then he did it again on SmackDown. You're like, oh, this is cute. But then all of a sudden he wins a battle royale and you're like, whoa, wow. Like, okay, maybe they're just trying to, you know, give Orton something to do for a month. But then he wins the title, which is, it was incredible. Like,
right. It blew everybody away. Yeah, it was a big story on Twitter.
It was huge. And it was huge. And, you know, the cynic in me says, oh, well, they just, you know, they're starting this deal in India. You know, they got new programming they're doing. They're looking for stars over there. You know, it's a big market for them. And, you know, it's a business. I get why you would do something like that. But the guy has really delivered. Talking about taking the ball and running with it, him and the Singh brothers and their whole shtick has been really great. And I think this match is a great way for him to sort of, you know, again, it's instead of just being Orton Mahal again, oh, the brothers will get involved, they'll get disqualified. This prison adds an extra element to it. You know, you're no stranger to calling some crazy gimmick matches back in the day.
Right.
And I think the one beef I had was the sort of weird 60-second cage open once rule that they were talking about
night. Yeah, right, right. It kind of reminded me of what happened in Chattanooga to us back in 1992. So, yeah, some crazy rules, and yeah. I hope this cage will hold out. Let me ask you about Jinder. He is a pretty good worker. Good talker. I mean, saying he's pretty much holding his own now.
No, and I think, he's got the evil foreigner thing down, which, you know, especially played well in Birmingham.
Evil foreigner.
Which especially played well in Birmingham last night when he started speaking in Punjabi. You know, but I mean, one, the guy completely changed his diet. His physique got crazy. He's got tons of vascularity, if I can say that on the air.
I like that word, vascularity.
But he's just a freak now, and so you buy him, you know, when he's beating Orton, when he's beating all these guys, when he's sort of carrying his own. And, you know, he's the first Indian-American champion, which is, you know, a milestone, I guess, for them. And I think, you know, Orton's always solid. You know, people trash Orton every once in a while. You know, they say, oh, he's boring. Oh, he does too many headlocks.
No, he is solid. I know.
But he's got it. You just look at him and you go, well, geez, that's a pro wrestler right there. And I think it's, you know, it's just finding something for Orton because, you know, of course, everybody assumed, oh, John Cena, Orton, they'll, you know, we've seen that a million times, you know, who else could he fight? So I think it was really great. The crazy part to me is, you know, this is the WWE title. This is the premier championship. But lately on SmackDown, especially the U.S. title, which you've had Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, Baron Corbin all fighting over, to me, seems like the bigger prize. It's been getting a lot of the main event space on SmackDown each week. I mean, I know they had to lower the whole Punjabi prison structure, so that's probably why they kicked off the show with that, because that probably took some time.
Right.
But at the same time, that's been what's been closing out the shows. And, I mean, I just think, you know, the U.S. title is such a history, especially going back to WCW and before that, NWA and all that. And I think it's really nice to see them really put a spotlight on that secondary title.
They'll put a spotlight on it if the guys are good workers. And you want to end your show up with good workers and the fans leaving the show thinking, you know, that was a hell of a show that I just saw and a hell of a match. So if you got a guys in that division or going for that title that are great workers, that's why the spotlight will be on it.
Oh, certainly, certainly. And, I mean, it doesn't get much better than AJ Styles.
Right.
He's really, I mean, everybody, you know, for years it was, when is he going to come to the WWE? When is he going to come? Why isn't he here? And, you know, even when he debuted, you know, at the Royal Rumble last year, some people were sort of trepidatious. Oh, are they going to treat him right or whatever? And they have done everything in their power to make him even a bigger superstar than he was before he came to the WWE. So in terms of matches I'm looking forward to at the pay-per-view, that is my number one is Kevin Owens and AJ Styles because, one, Kevin Owens is amazing. I don't know how much more I can say about that. He had a great run with the Universal title last year, comes over to SmackDown, immediately picks up the United States, does the whole Face of America shtick. And I think him and AJ, who have worked in the past, they're really going to, I think, set the bar for that pay-per-view. I think, you know, even though it's a Punjabi prison and supposedly Jinder Mahal has the upper hand, I think Orton probably will beat him just because SummerSlam.
Right.
Is coming up, but I don't know if that'll be necessarily the end of it for them. I think they could probably get another one out of those two if they wanted to, especially given that, you know, he still has the Singh brothers by his side. Elsewhere on the card, we got what? We got the tag team match. You have the New Day, who sort of adhere to the old Freebird rules. They got three guys.
Right.
You know, somebody's at ringside, but the two guys will be in the match. And they're facing the Usos, who've really been reinvigorated since they sort of took this heel gimmick and dropped all the face paint and whatever. I think we'll finally see the New Day pick up the SmackDown belts just because they've been on SmackDown. They held the current record for longest title reign in the tag belts with 483 or 84. I'd hate to short them a day, but something like that.
Was over a year they held the tag belts.
Yeah.
And that's in this day and age, that's quite a bit.
Oh, especially. And I, you know, some people want to be cynical and say, well, you know, Demolition had it and they just sort of want to get a new record in there.
Cynical? Wrestling fans cynical? What are you talking about? Okay. So that tag team match, right?
Yeah. I think we'll see the New Day pick up the belts. You have a women's 5-way match with our upcoming guest, Ric Flair's daughter. Charlotte Flair is a major part of that. They have a women's Money in the Bank holder in Carmella, who's sort of waiting in the wings, always looking to be. But I think they're going to set up nicely, and I think we will see Charlotte Flair pick up that number one contendership because she is obviously the best wrestler in that division, I think SmackDown or Raw, and I think you want to put Naomi against her. The other big match, I guess, is Cena and Rusev in a flag match. You're no stranger to things on a pole in a match. Hopefully, none.
What are you trying to say here? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just, you know, I remember
things on a pole. Yes, we had.
I remember desperately pointing out that pinata, that poor pinata that fell down, and you know, just trying to get them to realize it.
Right.
But I think Cena. Actually, no, wait. I changed my mind. Rusev, I think, will win it just because Cena's part time now. You know. As much as he says he's not, he's part-time.
You must have been on the booking committee back in your day. You change your mind like that. Thanks for all the texts. And a reminder, you're listening to Pro Wrestling Wednesday, and you can always listen at 92.9 The Game or 92.9thegame.com. Stay with us.